long for it.
Where they're going to sit, so we just place this.
Should I just start it? It's 1 minute.
What time is
it? 2:14.
Time to start.
2:15. It's probably 2:15 right now. Yep.
Gabe, this is Gary.
Nice to meet you. Hello everyone, my name is Gabe and I'm an addict. Welcome to this workshop entitled Steps 10, 11, and 12. Will you please help me open with a moment of silence for the addict who still suffers, followed by the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Just for that. Could we have the reading of We Do Recover at the podium picnic table, please?
Right now. An addict named Seth.
Seth.
When at the end of the road we find that we can no longer function as a human being, either with or without drugs, we all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be this alternative. Either go on as best we can to the bitter ends, jails, institutions, or death, or find a new way to live. In years gone by, very few addicts ever had this last choice. Those who are addicted today are more fortunate. For the first time in man's entire history, a simple way has been proving itself in the lives of many addicts. It is available to us all. This is a simple, spiritual, not religious program known as Narcotics Anonymous.
Thank you.
I would like to introduce the first speaker, Garrett H. from Monday Night Meditation Group of NA in the Beaver Valley area of NA.
My name is Garrett. I'm an addict.
So I fell coming down that hill. I don't think any of you saw it. It's pretty epic.
They do, yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, thanks, man. You're supposed to say no. Nobody saw that shit. I was all in my head like, yeah, man, I'm good to go. And I said, ankle rolls. I'm sliding sideways. My water's off. Anyway.
Knees bleeding.
Yeah, I'm bleeding. We're all right, man. Fuck. We're in the shade, so that's, you know, it's a big plus for me right now. So what are we speaking on? 10, 11, and 12. Jeff, I feel like you manipulated this somehow. All right. I don't know, anytime I'm asked to speak on a step that's like not the first step, it's really hard for me to ever like talk about just start at step 10 without going over like, I mean, you're doing like 1 through 9 a pretty big disservice, you know what I mean? But, you know, step 10 for me, I switched sponsors at step 10. I had probably about 3 years clean and I switched sponsors. I got my sponsor at right around step 10. I was on that shit for a while because he had the do it for 30 days out of living program IP and I could just never do it, you know, and he never would have known the difference if I would have got it 27 days and said I was done. He never would have known. And then I'll never forget this. So I finally did it, 30 days, you work through that IP, you write about it, a bunch of different stuff. And we went out to dinner, we sat down, because my last sponsor would always like take my notebook and read it and whatnot. He just like slid it back to me. He's like, I don't need to see it, man. Between you and God, I don't know. He's like, if you did it, you did it. Doesn't matter to me if you sincere effort or not. Like, you either did it or you didn't, but let's talk about it. That really changed my perspective on a lot of stuff, man. And step 10 is one of those things, like, you got all those other steps, man. For me, step 10 is just, am I practicing all those other steps on a daily basis in some way, shape, or form? And if I'm not, man, it's usually like on a backward slide. Like, I usually start owing somebody amends. My man. Sorry, dude. I saw that out of the corner of my eyes. Gabriel, everybody.
You're like, thank God.
That's amazing, dude. No, I think I'm the only one who actually saw that, buddy. You all right? All right. Thanks, dude. Wow. You know, if you look at step 10, it's like I don't sit down every night and write a step 10-step inventory. But I do go over a few things that I talked to my higher power today. Was I in talks with somebody else in recovery today? Do I owe anybody amends? You know, if I do so, are they going to be immediate? Like, I don't sit down Now, there have been times, man, where I have fucked up. I have caused some chaos. And my sponsor, like, why don't you sit down with that pamphlet and go through it real quick? Don't really want to do that because I don't really want to take a look at my role and what I just did. I don't want to like be honest with myself or God or another addict. But most of the time, if I take that living the program IP and I go through it, it rights my ship. It gets me back to where. But I heard some lady share about like working the steps in reverse after step 10. If you don't maintain the step 10, and it was just a very powerful thing. Like, you know, we usually start owing someone amends because, you know, 8 and 9, there were 6 and 5 and 6, or 6 and 7, we're not we're living in our defects because we forgot about the patterns we identified in 4 and 5. We're not turned over to God in 3. We're probably not going to enough meetings in 2. And, you know, and by the third thing, you think you're not, you know, you got this shit lifting, you're using it again back in 1. So I always keep that in mind whenever, and I'm paraphrasing. Like, she did a much better job of explaining that than I just did. But so step 10 for me is like, it really is a daily reminder to, I got 2 guys I sponsor, fortunately, right now on step 10. So it's always a good thing to pull out that IP and be talking about it. And I kind of approach it the same way, man. It's your recovery. If you want to get what all I can ever do in this process, and this goes for step 12 as well, is to share my experience. Anything else is just an opinion. Anything else is just my philosophizing on some shit. If it's not my experience, man, I don't really know what to, you know. I'm never going to tell you my opinion on it, because we all got opinions on shit. It doesn't really mean much, man. My experience is what counts here. Your experience is what counts here, you know. If I'm going through some shit and I know someone experienced it, man, like, I'm going to that person, I'm going to talk to them about it. And that's the beautiful thing about this program is, like, I don't care what you're going through, what I'm going through, I promise you there's someone in Narcotics Anonymous has gone through it, or is going through it, or is about to go through it. So this is like an infinite wealth of, like, experience here. But step 11, it's an odd one for me because of my home group is a Monday night meditation. Couple of my fellow home group members are here. So every Monday, man, I'm in an 11-step meeting. So I'm kind of talked out on the 11th step. And to me, it's a very personal experience, right? You know, we saw through prayer and meditation, and you know, that can mean a bunch of different stuff to a bunch of different people. God of mine, as I understood him, that's all up to me as well. It doesn't mean, there's no way to define that for me. And I'm very skeptical of anyone that says they have God figured out. That's just my experience. Like, if you tell me this is what God is, like, all right, man, good for you, because this is an ever-changing, ever-flowing thing for me, man. Like, it's just ever, and it won't be, and I hope it always is like this. I hope I never, I always think back when I was a kid, if I ever figured something out, if I played like a video game or like a toy and I figured it out, I was just done with it, right? If I had like the inner workings of something figured out, like, I'm good, what's next? So if I ever find out I figured God out, like, I'm probably done with it. That's a dangerous fucking place to be, man, for me. So step 11 is like, we have, my home group is, based on prayer and meditation. We have every fourth Monday, we have a speaker on the 11th step. So I've gotten quite a variety of speakers on the 11th step. I've heard a lot of different perspectives. And so I don't have a whole lot to say about that. I mean, prayer and meditation is a huge part of my day. I pray every morning. I've yet to hit my knees in Narcotics Anonymous. It's not against people to do. I found my own way to develop this. You know, I've been coming up on 12 years clean here pretty soon. And like, I've yet to figure out a way to not pray. Every day, I just know there's something I gotta tap into. And I did that years early in recovery when I didn't believe it. When I had no clue what I was praying to, I still really don't. But I would just pray, because you know why? I was so beaten and so broken and so, I just latched on. I got very fortunate early in recovery. I latched on to some guys that had some clean time, and they were all about Narcotics Anonymous. They weren't about fucking around with women. It was about H&I, meetings, developing a higher power, step work, being of service, staying after the meeting, showing up early, all that stuff. They're like, all right, you guys are clean a bunch of time. Whatever you guys are saying, I'm going to do. And every one of those guys are like, I pray every morning. I'm just like, I was too afraid to be like, I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm like, all right, God, please help me stay clean today. Guess what? I stay clean that day. At the end of the day, they'd be like, give thanks. I'd be like, thank you, God, for keeping me clean today. And over time, it's developed. Over time, it's changed, and it's an ever-changing thing. But step 12 is, you know, having had a spiritual awakening, there's all these steps. And then the last part of that, I can't think of a better time in my life that we practice these principles in all of our affairs. The way the world is right now is absolutely upside down, right? I mean, I don't think I have to go any further into that for anybody. The last year and a half, 2 years, have just been like, what the hell is going on? Not only with NA, just outside, the world in general. So if I'm really living this program and we talk about practicing these principles in all of our affairs, man, That goes for every time I get on an airplane, I'm flying with somebody, or driving to sponsees, to my children, to my fiance, to you name it. Like, we practice principles in all of our affairs. And I did it, and I don't think anybody knows this at the time, but when you come into this program, I always looked at myself as like this empty vessel when I got here, like just devoid of anything spiritual in my life, right? I just lied, cheated, stole my way to a seat here in Narcotics Anonymous, gave away my career, gave away visitation rights to my children, didn't have nothing. And I come in here, and all I know is I don't want to get high, right? And I just believe it's just, I'm a very visual guy. I always just envision myself as like being just empty of anything, but also filled up with all this anger, hate, self-doubt, all this shit. And through the step working process, man, I'm able to clear some of that negativity out and allow you guys to love me coming in. So what happens in step 12 for me, when you finally, I arrive to this step after working all their wins, hopefully I'm filled up with some unconditional love. I'm filled up with some self-acceptance. I'm filled up with some honesty. And I'm able to give that back finally, you know. But all along the way, I've been giving it back, but like now I'm conscious of it. And when it says, and it's not just for the addict, man, you know, and it's not just for the guy that's still suffering out there on the street, because, you know, I'm subject to it too. Any of us could be like that addict still suffers, even clean. With years clean, a decade plus clean, like I could be the guy that's still suffering because I'm not surrendering to this program. I'm not accepting something I don't want to accept. I'm fucking against it. There's so many examples right now of the times, like, and I switched sponsors again after about eight years with one gentleman just spoke up there, and I switched sponsors only for the fact that he now became really good friends. It just became really, really a different, so I made this decision. It was one of the hardest decisions I've ever made, and he and I just got back from vacation again, so we're like, everything is all good. It's like Narcotics Anonymous runs through everything we do, but I made a decision to switch to a new sponsor, and we, and one thing we talked about, because I suffer from anger for, like, with years clean, I'm just an angry dude. I don't have anything to really be angry about, right? Like, my life is beautiful. Three amazing children, a job I like, good friendships today. And most people in my life are healthy. I like these guys, these gentlemen. But I found myself just reacting on this hate. Like, there's anger all the time, just reacting, quick reaction. So I've consciously learned to apply some of those steps, some of the spiritual principles I was just talking about, and learn to respond versus reacting, right? And that's been such a huge benefit to my life, the way I treat people. I was just talking about you, man. Yeah, there you go. But it's just a process, man. And like I just believe that what happens in step 12 for me is, it's all those things I talked about, that unconditional love, all that stuff is added up to the person I've become now. And I was reading, I went up in that field up there, and I had my It Works How and Why book, and I was just reading I had made some notes in there, and I haven't honestly tapped into that book in quite some time, and I cracked it open. I was like, I don't know, if you ever get a chance to go back and read some of the stuff I wrote when I had like a year clean, it's like, I was blown away, like every time, half of it's highlighted, underlined, I'm like, yes, it's just like all these notes everywhere off of my book. But in step 12, I had some very, very like succinct notes about, you know, again, it's kind of like step 11. This is ever changing for me. Like I'm a living human person. I learned to forgive myself, but I'm going to act out sometimes. I just accepted that fact, right? Like he would always tell me, I will never not see the world through addict eyes. I still, to this day, will look at a situation, and I'll still examine, like, what's the easiest way to get through this? What's the quickest, softest, easiest way to get to the end? Knowing for a fact, never once, ever, 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 has that been the way, right? Never once. My whole entire life would tell me, I'm 45 years old, and the easier, softer way has never been the answer, ever. Whether it's with recovery, whether it's with my diet, whether it's with anything. So when I practice these principles in all my affairs for myself as well, I still reach out to people in Narcotics Anonymous. I still incorporate prayer. I still do that 10, 11, 12 every day. It's still a part of what I have to do. And I'm not saying that every morning I wake up and like, time to practice 10, 11, 12. And sometimes it just happens. You know, and sometimes when I give thanks, it just happens. And I don't know if any of this made any sense. I just know that this retreat is very special to me. I've been coming here for a bunch of years in a row. It's the one retreat that I know I'm going to come to. I'm glad to see it back in, you know, filled up, and the love is here, and I always feel at peace here. Yeah, man, that's all I really got. I really appreciate being here. Thanks.
I would like to introduce the second speaker, Jeff from Hazelwood, the Hazelwood Group of NA in the East End area of NA.
I'm an addict named Jeff. It's always an honor and a privilege to give back to Narcotics Anonymous. So what Narcotics Anonymous has done for me is, like, it's given me a life. And I'm like, in my lifetime, no matter how hard I try, I don't think I'll ever actually be able to pay it back. But I'm afforded the ability to try, and that's all I can really ask for. I felt what he was saying in my heart chakra so deeply. It made me realize something about, like, every face that sits in these rooms. Everywhere I go, like, I'm in love with all of you. Like, I'm just in love with all of you. And I say that to say this, like, 10, 11, and 12 are what have made me fall in love with the world. Because it's a dark place. It's a strange place. There's a lot of bitterness. There's a lot of this. There's a lot of that. But, like, I can surround myself with the vibration of love pretty consistently. And I can be the vibration of love pretty consistently if I practice some things that I learned in this process. And the more I practice those things, like, the better I feel deep down inside. You know what I mean? That's not to say I feel perfect all the time. A lot of times, like, attachments and things that I, fixed ideas that I get will, you know, deviate me from the path of light, whatever you want to call it. But my experience, so I'm having a conversation. Like, I come here and I talk to pretty much anybody that sits near me or that I sit near. I eat food with them. I drink drinks with them, I smoke lots of cigarettes, and I get weird. But, it is what it is. They're pretty weird too, so I don't feel out of place at a spiritual retreat even a little bit. Like I do when I go into the gas station and I start talking to the dude working the register about universal oneness, I can tell this dude's like, just get your coffee and go, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, you do this every day, and it's different. How the fuck is it different every day? And I'm like, because every day is a different day. But I'm talking about step 10 with, like, a couple people. I did the Just for Today. I was consistent. Like, the sponsor I had, like, when I worked, I'm going to talk about 7. Like, when I worked 7, I had to write down character defects that I was acting in. I had to write down spiritual principles, and I had to try to incorporate spiritual principles into my life. And, like, I was vigilant. I stuck with it. I wanted to change. Like, I was so desperate when I came into this process. I was in so much pain. I hated myself so much that, like, when I started to get a little shred of love for me, like, I started to see that, like, these steps are the answer. Like, these traditions, this service, the thing that I can do in this process affords me the ability to get, like, a little bit okay. And so I like, working the steps prior to step 10 prepared me for step 10. Like, they just, like, I needed to hear Dennis talk just so I could, like, every time I hear some people, like, I needed to hear Vic. He made me cry, like, the grandfather connection, like, my grandfather, my experience. So I'm going to briefly talk about step 11. Like, I tapped into a place called the Akashic Records, and, like, I saw my grandfather there, and, like, I made my amends to my grandfather in a fucking spirit world. It was real. It was real as fuck. Like, I saw him, I cried, he called me a pussy. Like, he was like, you don't have to be that, I know this. And, like, before I went to rehab one time, like, I started balling up, because he was old, man. He was, like, 85 years old, and I didn't know if it was the last time I was going to talk to him. And he was like, it was the only time he ever said, I love you, and it was the only time he ever said, it's okay to cry. Because, like, your feelings are beautiful. And for a dude like that, like, he's from the greatest generation, like, that group of dudes, they're not, like, they don't do that. And for him to do that, I felt like it was weird. Because I stayed clean for both their deaths, but used after. So, like, I kind of was present for the end of their life, and I got to see some things. But it's something that, I don't know. But, like, I was talking with this other dude about, I was talking with Vic about making proper amends, and, like, how I live my life. And like, so when I'm driving and somebody cuts me off and I make a decision to throw one of my extra lighters at them, because I do that because I'm a psychopath. Like, I throw my lighter out the window at a car. Like, the only way for me to actually, like, unless they stop and I stop and we get into a fist fight, and that never actually happens, like, the only way I can make the amends is to change the behavior. And, like, when I had a little bit of time clean, like, I didn't think that those things were wrong. I thought I was an agent of chaos and love. Like, I felt like that was a possibility. But it's just not. And, but I also talked about, like, so there's people I work with, and, like, they don't do the job the way that I want them to do the job. They don't have the perfectionism. They don't do the thing properly. And, like, my ability to communicate with people the proper way, to use assertiveness instead of aggressiveness, to change the behavior. Because, like, the crew I worked for when I first got clean, some dude wouldn't listen to what I said, and then he'd, like, want to fight me. And, like, one dude tried to hit me with a weed whacker, and I beat the shit out of him. Like, I didn't know, a weed whacker will hurt me. It was on, and I didn't know what to do. So, like, I did what I know how to do. You know what I mean? Like, I was a creature of habit still, and, like, I'm still a creature of habit. My habits have just changed pretty consistently. But doing that IP and working that thing, like, there were a few things that stuck out there, and I do it consistently. Like, I analyze my day, and it affords me the ability to be in a moment, because that's all any of us has. All any person in any of these seats will ever have is a moment. And it's just a moment that follows a moment, a moment, a moment, a moment, a moment. And, like, it's beautiful to stay in now, because, like, later is going to be now, and then doesn't even matter. You know what I mean? Like, I'm never going to run out of now. And I think that's a good place to be. And the 10th step affords me that ability, man. It really does. Like, it lets me stay present in each day. Like, I had this friend, he's dead now. He died from the disease of addiction. And he said something one time, and it was profound. Like, it was the day it was, we'll say it was the 28th, what today is, right? And he said, like, I've never lived the 29th of August, 2021. I don't know what it will be. He said it to me, and I was like, wow, man. And he was high. But, like, the dude said that, and I was, like, kind of, he wasn't high. He was on steroids, and I think that that's mood or mind altering. That's an opinion. But, like, he wasn't hot, like, on heroin. Heroin's what killed him. But he said that thing, and it, like, shifted my perspective on now. Like, it shifted my perspective on what each day was, because each day is a blessing. Each day is, like, a gift. Each day is the ability to grow spiritually, the ability to connect with people, the ability to disconnect with people, the ability to do, you know, whatever we want. Like, we're free from addiction. Like, every single person here is a miracle. And every day that you have is a miracle, and I get to see that, and you get to see it in me, and it's fucking beautiful, man. Like, the more I keep that perspective, the more I see everybody in that light, like, the more beautiful the world is for me. And, but the main questions that I asked, I was having a conversation with a dude I sponsor, and I don't even think, he's like a friend, he's a beautiful human, and, like, he asked me these questions out of there. Was there anything I did today that I regret? Was there anything I didn't do today that I regret? And, like, I thought about that, like, when he said that to me, I thought about that for a few days, and I was like, man, I kind of live in regret. This sucks. I thought I, like, had things figured out, but then I felt grateful that I didn't, because that gives me the ability to continue to learn and change and grow. So I really like that. My experience with step 11, I go to a lot of meetings that involve step work, and, like, whatever step is being focused on, I'll say that that is my favorite step, because it's the step that's present in that moment, and I get to hear a lot of perspective on that step. But, like, step 11 is legit my favorite step. Like, it just is, because, like, so I did some, I read some things outside of Narcotics Anonymous that helped me, like, figure out, like, consciousness. It helped me figure out meditation. It helped me figure out some things about breath work. It helped me figure out some things about yoga. It helped me figure out some stuff about, like, what this could be. Prayer was the simplest thing that I did. Like, I was in rehab, and some dude said, come pray with us, because I wanted to use every day. I went and prayed with them, and the desire to use was lifted, and I did not question it. Like, I was a dude that there was no way I could ever not want to use. Like, I might be able to stay clean, because a lot of people have stayed clean. I didn't come in here and think that people with 5, 10, 25, 45, whatever, how many years, didn't have it. I just felt like I wasn't capable. I felt like I wasn't worth it. I felt like I wasn't good enough. And when that gut lifted, it shifted my perspective in a fashion that I have not stopped since. And I don't feel like I'll stop. Like, I know I won't stop tomorrow, but like, I won't, I'm gonna continue to do it. Because like, the act of humility, the act of like, consciously saying, please, God, help. Just saying that, as simple as that. Like, I say that and like, something is lifted. Something is lifted, and like, putting one foot in front of the other is just easy. Like, helping another person is just easy. Asking for help is just easy. Like, it just makes it so that like, all these things are easy, and I don't question it. Like, I have a friend too, he calls it the God of his misunderstanding, and I kind of agree with that. But he's also a person that mentioned this other thing. So my meditation practices, there's a space between a thought. And like, I would do this meditation, it was the rising and the falling of my breath. That's all I would focus on. I tried to focus on just two thoughts. Other thoughts would enter my head because I'm human. But like, the more I practiced it, the more I would stay focused on that. And then there would be a space between those two thoughts that I could stay in. And like, people say like, you, it's impossible not to have a thought. And I'm like, so you're not in my head. You'll never be in my head. You'll never understand my head. And like, what I call it is that stillness that people have mentioned in Narcotics Anonymous. Like, there's a stillness in life. And like, I've experienced it. And like, when I've experienced that, it's a feeling of pure calm. Like, it's just, there's nothing. Like, I am legit nothing. But it makes me feel like I'm the universe too. It makes me feel like I'm everything and nothing. Like, I'm walking up this trail and like, I'm a piece of that dirt. Like, that's what I am in the whole cosmic scheme. Like, I'm a grain of sand. I'm nothing. But like, all of our voices together and the purpose that we have in Narcotics Anonymous, the steps and the traditions, make us a whole bunch of something. You know what I mean? It makes us love. Like, it makes us all part of this, the cosmic puzzle. And I really think it's one of the most beautiful places to be. Like, Narcotics Anonymous has shown me that every experience that I ever had, I try not to think about the past because that means I'm not in the moment. Like, it's not there. The past is there, like, it exists, there's things that happened, but like, right now, that's not what, like, I'm who I am here. Like, I'm not who I am from that. Like, it's kind of fucked up, the perspective that I've gotten from the experience that I've had with these steps. Like, they kind of, like, I don't even know that I really worked them. Like, I did, because I practice meditation, but like, they work me. They do things to me that I have no explanation of. Like, they make me, they don't make me superhuman, but they fucking do, man. Like, not like I'm going to shift the world, like I'm going to do this, but like, they connect me with a level of energy that we all have. Like, I think every person here is superhuman. Like, that's just where I've gotten to. Like, I believe that, like, through practicing some things in life, I don't think that human beings, I don't think that I tap into the full potential of who I am on a consistent enough basis. And Narcotics Anonymous and these steps have taken me to a path that, like, can show me some things. I've had some recent experiences with people that, like, wanted to practice meditation, that wanted to learn some things from me, and they're fucking succubuses, man. Like, they're people that, like, have absorbed my, and I willingly go there, and I willingly help these people, and, like, it hurts. Like, I've gone through a point, like, I called a dude on Saturday morning and said, everything I've ever thought, everything I've ever done, everything I've done in this process has been completely wrong. And his response was, I don't disagree with you. And my response to him was, I don't think this is how these fucking calls go, dude. Like, I'm in a bad spot. He's like, why in the fuck would you say that? And then, here's the thing, like, then he started to get into a conversation where he started to ask for help. And, like, I started to help him. And I started to say the things through my experiences that I felt would help him, and it shifted. It helped me. Like, it was a situation where, like, I was hopeless. I felt hopeless with 10 years clean, and, like, all the stuff I'd done, like, all the things I think. Like, I'm just, my sponsor has told me consistently that I don't live in reality. He's like, you don't live in reality. And I'm like, fuck you, dude. It's like, straight up. And it's Danny. I didn't mean to say his name, but I said, I'm like, fuck you, dude. Why are you going to take away, like, bliss from somebody? I don't understand. Like, the way that I see people is I see the good in everybody. Like, it doesn't matter if they're bad. It doesn't matter if they're bad and good. Setting those parameters is what fucks it all up. Like, that's what I think fucks everything up. If I'm seeking good and bad in people and not just allowing them to be, like, and being myself, like, I'm already putting a fucking, it's a separateness. Like, I'm separating. And I don't want to separate. I think we're all one, man. I think that only one soul exists. It exists in different incarnations of people and individuals. And, like, it's just, like, we're all reflections of each other. Like, what I see, like, without you and me sitting here, like, there would be nothing. Like, you're the universe, I'm the universe. Without my visual perception of you, you wouldn't exist and I wouldn't exist. So, therefore, we're one. Like, we're together. And, like, I like the bind. And the thing that binds us all together, I'm going to say, like, love is the thing, especially at a Narcotics Anonymous retreat, that just, it'll join us, man. It just does. And, like, I've come to these things where I was in, like, a bad, bad place, and I've gotten to sit around a fire, and I shared some of my pain, and, like, it goes away because, like, other people are there to support you. Other people say it's good for you to find your dark side. Because, like, I find, like, I try to stay in the light, man, and trust me, like, there's a lot of, somebody else was speaking, I think it was last night, they were talking about listening to the Grateful Dead and being in a real peaceful spot, and, like, I had an experience recently where I was listening to the Grateful Dead, I was in a real peaceful spot, and then for some reason I wanted to listen to 5 Minutes Alone by Pantera, and I fucking put it on, and I, like, the part where it says headbutt some broken glass, I just punched my windshield, fucking shattered it. And I was like, dude, this sucks. And I haven't fixed it yet, and I have the money to fix it, and I haven't fixed it because I want to look at it and realize that, like, you're an idiot, dude. Like, why would you make the broken glass the headbutt? And it's not even, like, it's just cracked, and it looks cool as fuck, though. That's kind of why I have it now, because, like, it's not in my line of sight, and when the sun hits it, like, beams of light go in all different directions. So I'm like, this is cool. Like, it's supposed to be this way. But, I mean, it's all tapping, like, tapping into a conscious contact that's greater than me. Like, the process of doing that, it's like he said, like, I do this stuff every day. Like, it's something that, it's a part of who I am. Like, it really is. I, like, my job, I'm afforded the ability to practice mindfulness consistently. So for, like, 8 to 10 hours a day, I meditate. And then I go home, and for, like, 1 to 2 hours, I'll meditate there. And, like, I spend my days doing that. And, like, I experience, back to the not living in reality, like, the peace that I experience from that is beautiful. Like, it's kind of a strange way to live. Like, it really is, because, like, the way that, like, I'm, my programming growing up was to, like, want this, to want that, to have these things, to want these things, to commercials pop on a television and say, you'll be happy if you buy this shit. And, like, none of those things make me happy. My happiness comes from within me. Like, no thing makes me happy. Like, experiences with people, getting to share myself with people, getting to share my happiness with people, getting to share theirs, like, getting to be a part of. Like, that's the beautiful thing, but, like, I don't know, the way that I was brought up, and the things that, like, they're all, like, I had morals, and my parents were good parents, but, like, the way I viewed society was, I don't really want acceptability. Like, I want to go into a gas station and have the dude be like, please, man, I don't want to talk about the universe. You know what I mean? This is Sunoco and Shaler. Fuck you, dude. Use your cigarettes, too. But, I mean, I love them. And I've told those people I love them. I'm like, they've said it back. My boss, man, he's one of the, for years. Like, I would go in the morning and I'd say, I love you, John. And he'd be like, what? And then, like, a little bit later, he'd be like, okay. And now he's like, I love you, too. And, like, I just kept saying it because I meant it, man. Like, he gives me a job that affords me the ability to practice mindfulness. He pays me all right, which I kind of care about, but don't. You know what I mean? Like, I get to be outside. I get to tap into what, I get to watch trees grow and then kill them. Like, it's a whole bunch of beautiful things. And, and working the 12th step, like, that was one of the things, like, my first sponsor, when I read it and I did all that stuff, he's like, you've been working it the whole time. You've been doing this, you've been helping, like, the service that I've done, the commitments that I've had, the way that I've always been somebody, like, my favorite service commitment ever was a greeter. Like, when you stand at a door and greet people. The coronavirus kind of fucked that up, but not for me. Like, I don't, I didn't shift anything. I didn't listen to what they said to do. Like, if I felt sick, here's the thing, man. Like, one, I trust my immune system, and two, I've never been sick in my entire life. Like, dope sick doesn't count because, like, that was self-inflicted. Like, I've never had a cold. I've called off work, but mostly because I just didn't want to go. You know what I mean? I felt like I needed to take a personal day, and, like, I did. And, like, I don't know. Like, it just makes me have to do extra work throughout the week, but I don't mind it. Like, I know what it's going to afford me. And if I want to, like, sit in a hammock and just chill, it's pretty nice, isn't it? You sleeping? Stay up, man. Anyway, like, the further in the process I get, and he mentioned that unconditional love, that is, like, where I start, like, a spiritual awakening, like, what people call it, like, there's different aspects of it, there's different things that happen, and, like, there's a spiritual awakening in here. Like, when I say I'm an addict named Jeff, it took me a long time to mean that. It took me a long time to understand the suffering in that. It took me a long time to want help. But, like, I wanted help, it took me a long time to surrender in that process. But, I hate when I lose my train of thought. Anyway, the more I stay in this process, the more I realize how much that love that we all are. And the more I give back and the more I stay present, it's just one of those things. But, like, when the coronavirus hit, like, I found people that wanted to have campfires, and I went to campfires, and I surrounded myself with people that were about love, and, like, we did readings, and we did topics, and we did all the things that, like, could... It's a strange thing, though, because, like, there were no people with fucking 30 days coming to those. It was all people with 5, 10, 15 years, like, it was all people, and we all still suffer, too, but it's, like, giving back to the newcomer is literally the most important thing that I can do in my recovery. Being there to have a door open, being there to greet somebody, being there to hug somebody, like, being there to be that stranger that did something weird at some point that they'll never forget, you know what I mean? Like, I like being that person. I like showing up in people's lives. I like for them to show up in mine, because, like, I need the light, man, and you guys are all the light. I think that's all I got, man.
I'd like to thank Garrett and Jeff for sharing their experience, strength, and hope with us. Could we have the reading of Just for a Day at the picnic table, please?
I'm Greg and Maddox.
Hey.
Just for today, tell yourself. Just for today, my thoughts will be on my recovery, living and enjoying life without the use of drugs. Just for today, I'll have faith in someone in NA who believes in me and wants to help me in my recovery. Just for today, I'll have a program. I'll try to follow to the best of my ability. Just for today, through NA, I'll try to get a better perspective on my life. Just for today, I'll be unafraid. My thoughts will be on my new associations. People who are not using and have found a new way of life. So long as I fall that way, I have nothing to fear.
Thanks.
We have a nice way of closing. Could we please form a circle?
Every day on that much of this trip.